Welcome to the ADHD and Alchemy podcast with your host, Paula Hurst. I'm here to be your guide as we talk about spiritual and holistic practices, mindset, meditation, and manifestation. This podcast is for conscious ADHD women, and I'm here to help you to rewire your thinking and block your limiting beliefs and become less scattered and more in control of how you show up and move forwards with intention. Now let's get into the episode. This week, I'll be delving into the world of hypnosis. I'll talk about using guided hypnosis through a certified practitioner with a diploma for practicing hypnosis like myself. I'll also talk about hypnosis as a valid form of therapy for making change at a subconscious level and therefore giving real results in your life. Hypnosis was the first thing I got certified in after starting a journey of personal growth. And back then, I was trying to increase my level of self-worth and confidence and move out what I thought was social anxiety, but now I see as ADHD. This I'll explain too later on in the ADHD corner. But of course, first of all, let's look at life at home and go behind the mic. This past week has been the school holidays. So we went to the UK, which I talked about last week. And then since being back, I've been giving the house a good old spring clean because, of course, we're moving into the spring. But also because I want to declutter and make space for things and make space for the new things I want to bring into my life as we move to a new home. We have to move out of our rented accommodation. As this house is being sold, I know exactly what I want out of a house. In fact, we viewed a house last week that was literally exactly my list. But for whatever reason, the universe said no. So it's back to being present in my life and trusting that better is on the way. In the meantime, I have to let things go. I know I'm not going to be taking everything. I need to create space in order for something else new to come in. It also confirms my desire to move. So that is what I'm focusing on as I have a lovely week at home. Other than that, we've had friends for lunch and drinks in the garden and a girly movie night as the husband was out. But in true ADHD style, my friend also has ADHD. We didn't actually even begin watching the movie until really late because she was late arriving. Then we chatted for ages and then my husband was already back before we even began. So anyway, let's hop on to the episode. Okay, so let me just get started right off the bat with busting some myths about hypnosis because honestly, people think all sorts here. So number one, you cannot get stuck in hypnosis. Like ever. It cannot happen. You can go into a deeply relaxed state where it might take you a little while to come out, but you will come back to full consciousness. You can also fall asleep during the session, but just as you fall asleep at night and then you wake up in the morning, you will always wake up, right? So you cannot, there is no way you can get stuck in hypnosis. The next thing, hypnosis is not a form of mind control. People cannot be made to do things against their will in a hypnotic state. What happens when you go into hypnosis is you're more receptive to suggestions that are in line with your values and your beliefs. But of course, you will see people doing silly things on stage with a stage hypnotist. However, there are two things to note here. Number one, the person who is on stage is up for it. In other words, they have said yes to being on stage as and used as a participant, which means they're open to suggestions. You know, they're open and up for any suggestion the hypnotist is going to give them. And number two, not everyone can be hypnotized in that way. It takes a fast induction and not everyone can go into that state quick enough. And the hypnotist will know this by testing some things at hand by beforehand. And that will also give him cues as to whether the person is going to be able to do the silly suggestions he gives. Also, right here, I'm going to add that when you go for hypnotherapy, the hypnotist is not generally a stage hypnotist. And even if they were, they're not going to ask you to do silly things like act like a chicken, right? They're not going to do that sort of thing. And no one could ever ask you to like open up your wallet and, you know, hand over your card and your PIN number. You would know, you don't go out of full consciousness when you are in hypnosis. Sometimes you won't remember everything from the session, and that's okay because you're not supposed to, because you might pick the session apart, but you would certainly be aware if someone asked you to do something like that and you would snap right back out. Right. The next thing, hypnosis is only effective for certain people or certain conditions, right? Some people think that they cannot be hypnotized. Almost everyone could be hypnotized. In fact, everyone can be hypnotized. It's whether or not they respond to the suggestions. And it's also your perception of what hypnosis is. And I say that because you are able to go to sleep and dream, and you, as you pass through into sleep, you'll go into REM, right? Rapid eye movement, which is the state that you go into when you are going to hypnosis. All hypnosis is lowering your brain waves from beta down to alpha. It's just slowing down the brain waves. If you can relax, if you can, you know, sleep, you can go into hypnosis. After that is whether or not you are going to take on the suggestions. Hypnosis is just a tool as well, so it can be adapted depending on how you are responding so that it can work for you. Lots of people see positive changes when they go for hypnosis. So now that I've got the myths out of the way, I just want to say hypnosis is probably the fastest way to reprogram your subconscious mind. And your subconscious is the key to change, right? It's the key to inner change, which then gives you the outer change you're looking for. So your subconscious runs all of the time, whether you're asleep or awake, and it communicates through images, which is why visualization is such a powerful tool to use. Your behavior comes from your subconscious programming, which is why it can be tough to consciously change your habits, because your habits run off a set of programs in the subconscious. And those programs have actually come from your childhood. 50% of your habits as an adult come from your learnings and your views of the world before you were even 7 years old. So if you decide that you want to start exercising daily, but currently you don't do any exercise at all, that is a conscious decision. And until you train your subconscious by either doing the thing repeatedly or making some kind of subconscious change, it will be very difficult for you to do. Like, what will happen is your brain will be resistant, right? So your mind will come up with the reasons why you can't do it today. You might forget to train that day. Your mind will literally come up with all sorts of reasons to stop you from doing it without you even realizing. That simply because it's not yet a subconscious program. It's not yet a habit, a formed habit. Now, it used to be said that it takes 21 days to create a new habit, but we now know that that is not necessarily true. The time it takes to really ingrain a new habit varies, but we know that it's around 60 days. So in reality, in order to ingrain a new habit, like, you know, getting up and training, getting up and running, you would have to have the willpower to do that, like get up in the morning and put your running shoes on for 60 days straight, okay, in order to just right off the bat ingrain that habit. Now, of course, we're talking about a physical thing in that example, but it could be also a limiting belief or a mindset change you want to make. And these all take time when you're not working with your subconscious mind. Okay, so now we know that it really does take time to change a belief, like consciously. Let's look at how hypnosis can help. So first of all, what even is hypnosis? Well, hypnosis is a state of focused attention. It's a state of heightened suggestibility and deep relaxation. It's often induced by a trained therapists like myself or through self-hypnosis, which can also be very effective. So don't ever count that out. I know people who have got rid of a stammer, let go of the fear of public speaking, stop smoking, all kinds of things through self-hypnosis. You just have to be disciplined enough to do it daily, which isn't always easy for us ADHDers. Okay, so during hypnosis, people typically experience a heightened state of awareness where they become more open to suggestions. So actually, you go into hypnosis thinking that you're going to be like in this almost like a zombified state where you have no idea what's going on. But actually, your awareness heightens. You become even more in tune with how you feel in your body and your senses as well. As you go into hypnosis, your brainwave drops to an alpha or even theta state. And both of those states are where you are open to suggestions. And that is what the therapist is trained to do, to give you positive suggestions that will improve whatever it is you're looking to improve. So hypnosis can be used for all kinds of things, such as managing pain, reducing stress, overcoming fears or phobias, improving performance. Okay, that could be public speaking, that could be sports performance. It can be used for mindset and success, like training you for success, reprogramming your mind for success, which is what I am extremely interested in helping people to do. Also, treating other psychological conditions like anxiety or addiction. Hypnosis is, in fact, the most effective known to date treatment for IBS, which is really interesting. It has a really high rate of effectiveness. Now, in a typical hypnosis session, the hypnotist would guide the person into a state of relaxation, and this can be done in a number of ways. I like to do it through a technique that uses rapid eye movement, okay? Like I was talking about earlier, REM. You go into REM just before you go to sleep, but it's also the state you go into as you go into hypnosis. So once REM has been introduced, I will then guide the person, or the hypnotherapist will guide the person through some deep breathing and usually visualization to help them to relax more. Then once there, this is where the work begins. Depending on the type of hypnosis you are doing, you might be led through a regression, which is usually going back into your childhood memories to find the root cause of an issue so you can clear it up from there. Or the hypnotist may offer suggestions or lead you through guided imagery to help you to achieve specific goals or address concerns. And you'll be given positive suggestions and usually some kind of guided imagery, right? Visualization. Hypnosis is safe and has been used for centuries all over the world. People use it and have success in all areas of their life using this powerful method. And of course, what I want for you is for you to be able to use subconscious tools like hypnosis to change your thoughts and to ultimately change your life. That is everything that I'm about. That is what this podcast is about, using manifestation and subconscious tools to ultimately change your life. So hypnosis can be used, as I said before, for all of those kinds of issues like anxiety, depression, confidence, self-esteem. It can be used for fears and phobias. It can be used for many things. And I always like to use it to improve on something. And now when I talk about improving performance, I once worked with a professional pianist who was incredibly anxious before she went on stage, even though that is all she's done all her adult life. She had a huge concert coming up at one of the Royal Theatres in London, and she was incredibly anxious about it, even though, like I said, she's done these things over and over. So we did that session for her, and that just lifted that anxiety for her so she could perform without it. But you can use hypnosis to instill a mindset of success as well, which is like just amazing. But it can also be used for other issues such as pain relief. It can be used to stop smoking, to lose weight, to heal skin issues and other medical issues, to heal skin issues. And it can, of course, be used for hypnobirthing, which is about training yourself through self-hypnosis, usually through self-hypnosis, to give birth without pain relief. And speaking of pain relief, my friend's mom is a hypnotherapist too, and she was able to successfully use hypnosis to guide her daughter to have her wisdom teeth out. That's right, her wisdom teeth out without medical pain relief. So hypnosis, well, in fact, your brain is really powerful. After all, it's you who is doing things. It is your brain, your body, it is your imagination that is making the changes. The hypnotherapist is just the guide, or you guide yourself through self-hypnosis. But your brain and body know what to do when it is given the suggestions, when it is given the commands. So the first time I used hypnosis was when I really wanted to do something about my level of confidence and self-esteem. The first time I used hypnosis was when I really wanted to do something about my level of confidence and self-esteem. I knew I wanted my own business, and I knew that my business would be something where I help people. But at the back of my mind, I would be like, well, who would want to work with you? You did so badly at school. You aren't smart. You know, all the things. But it was back when I was really into personal growth as well, and I was invested in a program by Mindvalley. I used to use Mindvalley all the time. So I did this short course with Marissa Peer, and that's what got me interested in hypnosis, in particular, a method called Rapid Transformational Therapy, or RTT. From the moment I knew about it, I wanted to do it. I wanted to train. But would you believe it took me a whole year to book myself an RTT session, because I knew I needed to do that first because I had no self-esteem, no confidence, right? So I did the session, then I listened to my audio recording to help solidify the new beliefs. And I listened to that for 30 days. And right after the 30 days, I signed up to train in rapid transformational therapy. That was so powerful for me. The recording really worked for me. So my self-esteem began growing from that minute, because I didn't just do the 400-hour course, but I started practicing right away as well. From the minute I started taking paying clients from the minute I could, because I was learning a very important lesson, which is that you have to move through the hard bits. Like, you just have to move through the fear. You do it once and then you do it again. You do it over and over until that fear does not have a hold on you anymore, which is exactly what I did. Okay, so just let me take a little break just now to remind you to please subscribe and leave a 5-star review for this podcast if you like it, because taking that couple of minutes to help me will also help others when they find this podcast. So I'd love it if you could do that. Okay, now I'm going to move into the ADHD corner before I conclude this episode. So earlier on in the episode, I mentioned how I thought I was socially anxious, and I was. I felt anxious whenever I was in the company of more than a couple of people, and also whenever all eyes were on me. Like, if my husband and I were having people over for dinner and someone asked me a question and all eyes were on me, I would literally shrivel up. Like, I wanted the ground to swallow me up right there and then. But you know why this was? It was because I was afraid I would forget what I was saying mid-sentence. It was because I was afraid that something would come out of my mouth that shouldn't have, that I was afraid that I might go blank. I was afraid that I would just talk and talk and overshare, right? The opposite of going blank. And guess what? all of these things, of course, had ADHD written all over them. I just didn't know that until recent years. I had no idea. I always thought that it was just social anxiety, but those things rooted in ADHD. So whereas before I was working on, you know, trying to break free of social anxiety, and I did, the thing that would have helped me would have been to know that actually I had ADHD, understanding my brain and also allowing myself to just be myself with the quirks I have, right? Just allow myself to be me. That would have been a lot easier, but you know, I'm there now. Nowadays, I'm much better at this because I understand my brain. I understand that these things can happen and they will happen, but it's okay. Nowadays, I'm accepting of who I am and I'm willing to give an explanation if I feel it's necessary, which, let me tell you, is so relieving. Not explaining to people that I have ADHD and what ADHD is, but just being able to be myself and not care as much because I know that I might zone out and then come back like mid-conversation and all the other nonsensical things I do, I know why I do it. So that is okay. It's just how my brain works. It's absolutely fine. So as we wrap up today's episode, I hope that I've helped you to demystify hypnosis and to understand how powerful it is. Remember, hypnosis is not about mind control or trickery, but rather is a positive tool for accessing your subconscious mind and making positive changes in your life. So whether you're looking to overcome fears, to boost confidence, to break habits, or to achieve your personal goals, hypnosis can be a very valuable ally on your journey to self-improvement. So again, if you've enjoyed today's episode, I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps other people to discover this podcast. So thank you for tuning in. And until next time, remember, your mind is your most powerful asset. And with hypnosis, the possibilities for positive change are endless. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of ADHD and Alchemy. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram at ADHD and Alchemy. And one last thing, can I ask you to rate this podcast and or share it on your stories so that other women just like you can benefit from this podcast? Thanks so much, and I'll see you on Instagram and in my next episode.